Hello, beautiful people. I pray that everyone is and will continue to have an amazing week. I would like to welcome all of you to my very own podcast called Lex Talk About It. Every other Wednesday, I plan to encourage and add value to everyone listening. My number one goal with this podcast is to motivate and inspire growth in all areas. I'm sure some of you guys would like to know what actually made me want to start a podcast. So for those of you who know me and those of you who don't, I've always been passionate about uplifting and helping others. And God gave me the green light and said, go. I know that my reputation, character, and my behavior will inspire people more than anything. I just want to empower people to be better than their best. I guess I'll tell you guys a little bit about myself. My name is Alexis Simpson. I'm 24 years old, born and raised in Petersburg, Virginia. A woman of God is who I am. Without God, I am nothing. I'm in the season where I'm constantly looking for ways to learn and grow. Life is now in session. Are you present? So today's episode is going to be about growth. As humans, we will never stop experiencing growth. No matter how much we may think that we have grown in that area of our lives, there is and always will be room for improvement. Experiencing growth is all about making mistakes. If we are always so afraid of failing at something or making mistakes, are we really growing? We decide where we need and want to grow. We choose what we will learn and discipline ourselves. These are some of the questions I ask myself. Where do you want to go in life? It can be a year from now, 3 years from now, or even five. What direction do you plan to go in? What are the steps you plan to take to get there? And what is the farthest you can imagine going? A person who wakes up every day complaining about everything but continues to do the same thing every day the same way, would you believe that they are ready to experience growth? I wouldn't. Because you cannot change your life until you change what you do every day. I used to be that person who will only focus on my goals and not the growth of my overall self. But then I realized that I needed to reevaluate some things. I then went to God in prayer. I prayed the same exact prayer for a while. I said, God, reveal to me what is distracting me and keeping my focus. Anything that was not sent by you, allow me not to come in contact with it. Allow my focus to be shifted into the right direction. I said, God, I need you to send me a sign and make it big and bold so that I don't miss it. And this is just something that I do. Anytime I go to God in prayer and ask him for a sign or confirmation, I always end it with asking him to make it big and bold. God can send me a sign, the sign that I'm asking him for, put it right in front of my face, and I'll still miss it. So I try to be as clear as I can with asking him to make it big and bold so that I don't miss it. We have to be careful and actually think about some of the things we are asking God to do. We oftentimes ask God to send us signs, but when he sends it in a way that's not the norm, we miss it or we think that it's not God. God said, you need to fast from social media. What the enemy cannot destroy, he distracts with people, things, and situations. I was like, so you are telling me that social media is distracting me? And you want me to take a break from it? I said, okay, cool. But what if I missed something? And he said, anything that you may need to see or know, I'll make sure it gets to you. So from that point forward, I deleted all of my social media apps off of my phone for about 3 to 4 months. Was I tempted to re-download them? Yes. Then me and my best friend came up with the idea that if I do get back on social media before we went on vacation, that I would have to pay her $50. The Lord knew I couldn't just be giving out $50 like that. At that moment, I started to just focus on myself, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I can can promise you that once you take the steps in bettering yourself in those areas, everything and everybody else will just get in line. If you are not at least trying to work on those four things, you will start to feel like nothing that you are doing is good enough and that everyone is against you. I've experienced it. I used to be so anxious to improve my circumstances, but never really willing to improve myself. We don't grow by just living. I then started to complain less and pray more. We have to stop waiting for that man or woman we want to become and literally start showing up as them. If you want to improve your life or experience growth, you must first start within yourself. We cannot just automatically assume that we will grow if we know that we are not taking the proper steps to see improvement. Oftentimes, we compare our lives to someone else's or even paint this perfect picture in our head of how we want to live our lives, from where we started to how far we have came and where we plan to go. But we never really prepare ourselves to get to that point. And I know some of you might be saying that you never compare your life to anyone else's, because I used to be that person also. But when I actually sat down and thought about it, I did used to compare my life to someone else's. I probably wasn't doing it like on purpose or anything, but it's something that just happened naturally. So even if you don't compare your life to anyone else's, I at least feel like you thought about it or it came to your mind. And I'll give you guys an example. So I graduated high school in 2014. The people I graduated high school with went off to college. I went to college also, but I had bumps in the road, which I currently still have bumps in the road, but that's okay. So as I would get on social media and as time will go by, I see the people who I graduated high school with getting degrees or getting more than one degrees. So I'll be excited for them. I'll be happy for them, wanting to celebrate their success with them. But within myself, it will put me in a bad place. Because mind you, we graduated high school together. They went off to college. I did also, and they are actually finishing up college. And I'm not. And I just used to feel like, dang, like, is that supposed to be me? Am I supposed to have a degree already? And I actually wouldn't think that was me comparing my life to theirs. It was just me trying to figure out exactly what I was doing with my life or if it was something that I was doing wrong. So then I used to think about it so bad, like for the longest time, and beat myself up about it. So then I went to God in prayer and he told me, that's not your journey. You're not on the same path as them. So why do you feel as though you should have a degree right now? Because they are graduating and you see their success. And I was like, dang. And he said, if you were supposed to have a degree, you would have it already. I said, you're right. So I no longer do that anymore. I know that I will have a degree and my time is coming. I used to be that person who would always tell myself what I can not do. Then I had to remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sometimes you just have to work with what you have to get you started, at least. We as people do not give ourselves enough credit. The goals we have set in the past and the things we have prayed for, we are now in that season of our lives, which means that we have faced obstacles that we thought we couldn't overcome. But God, no matter how big the situation may have seemed, God made a way. God made a way and delivered us once again. At that very moment, we can be so caught up and not even thank God for how far he has brought us. We really have to make sure that we are understanding the difference between wanting and deciding. Wanting can be done while sitting at home watching Netflix or Hulu, or even while listening to this podcast. Deciding is done when action is being taken. Execute. Some of the things that you may want to do just might take you out of your comfort zone, and that's why you haven't decided to do them just yet. I do believe that greatness begins beyond your comfort zone. Decisions that I have made in my life require more than what I was willing to give. You have to sacrifice something for success. People don't follow what you say. They follow what you do. I used to be that person that was driven by the need for approval of others, which means that I used to allow the expectations of people around me to basically control my life. So busy worried about what others may think of me or the decisions that I may choose to make. We can get so caught up in following the crowd that we lose ourselves. We have to stop wasting time trying to explain our pace and progression to people. When God gives you instructions, just go and do it. We as people fail to realize that we are not in the same time zone as God. The way we measure time isn't the way that God measures time. I've learned that as I continue to grow and get older, every decision that I make, someone will not like it. I cannot please everyone. It is impossible. If a person who you admire comes up to you and asks you, where do you plan to go in life, or who and what do you plan to be, would you immediately answer that, or would you pause and think of an answer that will impress them? If you know where you are headed and want to go and do with your life, when someone doesn't understand the reason for the sacrifices, the pain, the tears, or even why you may be going so hard when nobody else is, does it really matter? Everything may look blurry at first, but just trust and know that it is part of the process. You must know and understand yourself so that nobody can tell you about you. People who don't know who they are imitate other people and become someone other than who they were created to be. If we don't know who we were born to be, we become a victim of other people's opinions. In order to grow or even experience growth, you have to be honest with yourself and acknowledge when you are not at your best. Don't allow your best to be where it ends. You have to know what you are capable of. Always think about where it is you plan to go while going through the process to actually get there. Sometimes you just have to let go of the people, the experiences, the regrets, the guilt, the anger, the self-doubt, or whatever it is that no longer serves you any good. Letting go of something is not forgetting, does not mean that you are forgetting or giving up. Sometimes it just means simply believing in yourself. It's about learning, changing, and growing. It is about overcoming and moving on. Trust the signs that God sends you. Let go of whatever it is weighing you down. They are too heavy for you to carry them. Let go and make room for the new and improved. I want to read this scripture to you guys. It comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. I encourage you not to give up. Like, don't give up at all. No matter what it is that you may be trying to do, no matter what it is that you may be trying to overcome, to accomplish, to focus on, where it is you may be trying to go, I just encourage you not to give up. Talking to God and waiting for Him to speak to you, no matter what. Spend time with God daily. Tell Him what it is you need from Him. Tell Him exactly what it is you need from Him. A person who refuses to quit is one who Satan cannot defeat. He wants you to give up right now. Say things like, I would never get a degree. I would never be where I want to be. I would never be better than the person that I was yesterday. We have to change the things that we speak over our life. The way we say things, the way we do things, attitudes like these may guarantee that we will never receive anything good. But we can also choose the attitudes that say, God is faithful in His word and I will never give up. One of the biggest reasons I feel like we never really experience the things that God is trying to either show us, teach us, or get us to experience is because we may pray about something And then if it doesn't happen right then and there, we give up. But we have to actually wait for God to come and move in our lives. Because as I stated, we're not in the same time zone as him. He in a whole nother time zone than us. You have to have patience. You have to be patient with God because he's patient with you. Don't rush God on anything that you want him to do in your life, because he's always on time. Always. Always. I hope everyone enjoyed my very first episode of Lex Talk About It. Like, share, subscribe, and leave feedback. I'll be back with another episode on October the 30th. Thank you guys for listening. Also, you can follow my podcast Instagram at Lex Talk Podcast and my personal at Lex the Flex. I will put all of that information in the description box. Thank you.